As we were saying yesterday, when the senses are engaged in gratification, then the result of that is one feels entrapped, and then one has to speculate with the mind to escape from the clutches of material energy. So Srila Prabhupada has explained this phenomenon very nicely. He says that when one's senses are not pure, then naturally eating, sleeping, mating and defending are not pure. Eating is not pure means eating is done for enjoying and not for gaining strength for serving. If you look at the food with the desire to enjoy, or if the food is not offered to Krishna, even if the food is offered to Krishna, if it is eaten for the sake of enjoying the taste buds, then senses are considered still impure. Similarly, the sleeping, if it is not done for deriving energy to serve Krishna, but if sleeping is done for getting some pleasure, similarly, if procreation is not the goal between man-woman combination, but recreation is the goal, again it is considered impure. Similarly, defending oneself while living in this material world means not letting other living entities exploit us, but we ourselves should not exploit the other living entities. That is pure defense. So, in this way, when eating, sleeping, mating, defending are done with the senses which are not pure, then our senses become materially adulterated. Materially adulterated senses will make oneself feel trapped in this world. What is the proof that we are trapped? The result of being trapped is, in the mind, we will experience shoka, moha, bhaya. This is a practical test we can give to ourselves. If you are feeling lamentation of the past, illusion of the present and fear of the future in the mind, when these impressions are found, that means we are trapped by material clutches of the material energy. And how did we get trapped? That's because our eating, sleeping, mating, defending is impure. So this is the very first thing a devotee should work on. If the habits are purified, then one will see that mind becomes purified. And it is not adulterated by the material atmosphere. If the mind is adulterated by material atmosphere, means some exploitative mentality has come in the mind. And that is surely going to trap us, make us feel bound. Just like imagine if somebody has to run from one place to another, but his leg is tied to a stone with a rope. The more he runs faster, the more the stone will hit his leg, and he will feel more and more miserable. That is how a conditioned soul feels trapped in this world. Even when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, he saw the hippies, they tried to enjoy. The more they tried to enjoy, the more they suffered. And this is true for anybody trying to exploit the resources of material nature to enjoy. So we will suffer. So to get out of the material clutches, we try to do mental speculation at the level of mind, or at the level of intelligence, we try to find out the immediate cause of suffering or the ultimate cause of all causes also. But by our own limited frog-like intelligence, like a frog in the well, we will not be able to ascertain the absolute truth without taking shelter of the scriptural wisdom. So that is why one, even at the level of intelligence, becomes confused, bewildered, and leading to the mind getting depressed, not able to become happy in this world. So the senses, the mind, the intelligence, all these agents are unable to make one happy. So not finding any way to get out of the material clutches, some living entities commit suicide. Some living entities to forget the suffering, they consume pills and everything. But the chanting of the holy name is enacted on the spiritual plane, which can take the soul completely above the materially adulterated atmosphere of the material world. The soul can be lifted up. That is why mantra means that which frees the mind from the material clutches of material energy. So when one, even without knowledge, unknowingly or unintentionally chants the holy name repeatedly, it has been said in the Shastra that the holy name exerts its force in the living entity, even when the holy name is chanted unknowingly, unintentionally. Naam no hiyavati shakti papam nirharane hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataki naraha. One is unable to commit that much offense, that much sins, that the holy name cannot wipe out. Like the sun can absorb enormous amount of urine all over the surface of the globe without getting contaminated. So these are the two things first we have to ascertain in our own intelligence, that I right now my senses, mind and intelligence are contaminated by exploitative mentality of the material world due to the materially adulterated atmosphere, and by making endeavors to exploit the resources of material nature I am suffering. And I don't know how to get out of the suffering of these material clutches. All my attempts have become vain attempts and I need help. This is the very first thing. And second thing is that the holy name can act on a spiritual plane beyond the senses, mind and intelligence. And it has the ability to uplift the soul to such a degree, even when the holy name is uttered unintentionally or unknowingly. So the holy name will exert its force and influence on the soul and lift him up above this materially adulterated atmosphere, and we can be placed on a spiritual plane where there is genuine happiness. So these two facts should be repeatedly contemplated by a sadhaka. And then with this understanding, when we chant the holy name, it will produce a much better effect. And with understanding, when the holy name is approached with great transcendental faith, then the holy name has the ability to completely purify us. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desiatories or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls.